Proclamation number 8569 of 25th of July, 1963. Transforming power into creations. All I-conscious beingness, which had fallen away from me, had to be dissolved, for as beings they no longer fulfilled their purpose which I had assigned to them. Instead they would have worked against me if they had still been capable of doing so. However, they rejected my strength of love which would have enabled them to continue their activity. And so they hardened within themselves, which is why I dissolved them into countless little particles, thus reshaped the power once emitted as being into creations of a different kind, which were now at the bottom of the reason that beingness in other deformations. When you now look at the works of creation around you, then know that they all hold the fallen spiritual, which did not want to serve me according to my will and now serves in the state of compulsion, i.e., is caused to its activity by natural law. Because every earthly work of creation has its purpose and its destiny. It serves for the coming into being or the preservation of again other works of creation, as this my love and wisdom recognized as purposeful and suitable to bring the spiritual to maturity, which is hidden in them. The former I-conscious beingness and free will resisted the illumination of my love power, and therefore it also resisted all work in my will. It lost the I-consciousness because it was dissolved into its original substance, into the power, which is now again recognizable in all works of creation. For all power, which flowed out of me, as the original source of power, must become effective according to my will. I will know how to prevent an activity against my will and therefore I place the fallen being into a state where it thus became effective in my will insofar as that it had to serve and thereby its ascent development was also guaranteed, which is the purpose and aim of every work of creation, to bring the spiritual substances bound in it to maturity until all dissolved substances have gathered again and become the self-aware being again as which I once created it in order to then live on earth as a human being again with the aim and purpose to completely integrate itself into my will and thus to find unification with me. In the stage as a human being the being is self-aware again. And it now also experiences my will, which it only needs to comply with in order to also reach the final aim. The union with me, for my will only demands a way of life and love. My will is that the being transforms all self-love, which adheres to it as inherited evil of my adversary, into unselfish neighborly love. My will is only a transformation of its being, which is devoid of all love, to love for me and for the neighbor. The being must inevitably want to accept the love again which once rejected it, only then can it return to me and be accepted as my child into my kingdom of light and glory. Only then has the process of return, which every fallen being has to complete, been successful, and the being has returned to me into its father's house. When you know about the actual meaning and purpose of earthly life then you'll also make an effort to fulfill my will, and you'll also be aware of the responsibility of earthly life as a human being. You will also desire to experience more, for the desire for light will be awakened in you as soon as you just don't resist my illumination of love, which can always take place when a human being turns to me in thought, in prayer or in activity of love. For he is to prove his will turned towards me during earthly life in order to testify to his conscious return to me. This last decision of will on earth is demanded of man because he is now again the I-conscious being, which once directed his will wrongly, and he now must openly announce the change of his will to be able to be taken up again into his old child rights, to be able to be illuminated again by me with my love, as it was in the beginning. Because now the being will also utilize the love power again in my will. It will be active in the spiritual kingdom creating and shaping, and it will never ever loosen the bond with me because its love towards me has become so powerful that it fills it completely. You are only to receive knowledge again and again about what you were, what you are and what you are to become. Because this alone establishes your purpose of earth life, and if you deal with such knowledge, then you also live your earth existence consciously. And this is what I aim at through my direct address from above, that you do not pass through your earthly life indifferently and completely disregard purpose and aim, and I will also never cease to impart knowledge about this to you humans so that you should also recognize me myself and you now also consciously approach me and thereby pass your last test of earthly life. So that you will finally return to me and be happy again, as you were in the beginning. Amen.